Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Quick update, D2 playoffs. Minnesota State wins at Augustana. And, oh, by the way, Bemidji State wins today as well, beating Angelo State 24-14. We'll get game reports on that. D3 playoffs today. La Crosse beat Northwestern 59-14. Bethel down Coa 31-26. Game reports there later. Right now, Big Ten top 25. Here's Jonathan Lowe.
Good afternoon, Mr. Thompson, and a happy early Thanksgiving to you and everybody out there. It's just a few days away. Get your turkey ready. Get your ham ready. Get all the meats and the sides and the fixings ready to go, because you're going to sit back and you're going to watch some pigskin. You might eat some pigskin, but you also watch some pigskin during that weekend as well. And before then, get ready for this penultimate Saturday across Division I. It is another beautiful, wonderful Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. And we get it rolling in the Big Ten and down the street at Huntington Bank Stadium, where Minnesota got off to a quick start against Penn State. They got the first 10 points of the game. They scored on the first possession, a touchdown, and then they got another field goal. Penn State came back to tie. The Gophers went back down and scored to get up 17-10. Penn State, in the last couple minutes of the first half, score a touchdown, but then chaos ensued. A blocked extra point return for 2 points, and the Gophers lead number 4 Penn State early in the third quarter, 19-16. They got the ball to start the second half, and they are driving on the Penn State side of the 50. It may be a first down. It's going to be close to a first down around the 40-yard line of Penn State as the Gophers look to pull the upset, 13.5 to go in the third period. In Lincoln, it's a battle for a bowl berth. 5-5 Wisconsin at 5-5 Nebraska, and the Cornhuskers are leading early in the third, 27-10. In Ann Arbor, Michigan trying to get bowl eligible. Who'd have thought you would be saying that this late after the way they started the season as number 10 in the country? But the Wolverines are leading Northwestern early in the third there, 24-6, the score at the Big House. Earlier today, number 25, Illinois. They missed a field goal late against Rutgers. Rutgers decided to call the timeout before the kick was attempted, and so Illinois got a chance again on fourth down. They went for it. They converted for a touchdown, and number 25, Illinois, takes down Rutgers 38-31, the final. Illinois 8-3, Rutgers 6-5. The big game of the day was at the Horseshoe. It was number 2 Ohio State, number 5 Indiana. Indiana got an early 7-0 lead, led through the first quarter. But then in the second quarter, Ohio State got their offense together. They got it rolling, and they win going away 38-15. First loss of the year for Indiana. Both teams now at 10-1, and Ohio State solidly in control for their place, their berth in the Big Ten championship game. Iowa goes on the road at Maryland and wins 29-13. Mike Locksley may not be too much longer for College Park. Later tonight, it'll be the crosstown rivalry in L.A., UCLA hosting USC at the Rose Bowl. And last night, Michigan State got to 5-6 on the season. They stay alive for a bowl berth. They went over Purdue 24-17. It's a rebuilding year for Purdue. They've lost 10 straight, so they are continuing their downfall for this season. Let's head to the top 25 scoreboard. It is a duel in the desert right now, midway through the third quarter. Number 21, Arizona State, continuing their assertion in the Big 12. They lead number 14, BYU, 21-3. The Sun Devils trying to surge into a Big 12 championship title berth. And we have number 16, Colorado, also in search of that, but Kansas is on fire lately. They're the hottest 4-6 team you'll see across the country. It has just started the third quarter at Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas leading number 16, Colorado, 23-14. Number 17, Clemson. They got no problems with the Citadel today, 42-0 early in the third quarter. Number 3, Texas leads at halftime over Kentucky, 24-7. At the half in Columbia, it's number 18, South Carolina, leading Wofford, 21-9. Number 23, Missouri at Starkville, taking on Mississippi State late in the second quarter. The Tigers up 28-10. Finals from earlier in the day, number 9, Ole Miss, had a chance to control their path, maybe not into the SEC championship game, but into the new college playoff. They do not control that any longer. They lose at Florida 24-17, number 13 SMU. I believe they have now wrapped up a spot in the ACC championship game. I'll get more on that later. SMU wins over Virginia 33-7. Number 8 Miami, they look to stay on track for that other berth in the ACC championship game. They defeat Wake Forest 42-14. Number 10 Georgia goes out of conference and rolls UMass 59-21. Number 11 Tennessee takes down UTEP, shuts them out 56-0. Coming up later on this evening at Yankee Stadium, not the house that Ruth built, maybe the house that Judge is building. Yeah, who knows about that? Number 6, Notre Dame, taking on undefeated number 19, Army. Number 12, Boise State, goes on the road to face Craig Bowl and Wyoming. Number 7, Alabama, is in Norman to take on Josh Wheeler's Oklahoma Sooners. Number 22, Iowa State, heads to Salt Lake City to take on Utah. Number 15, Texas A&M, goes to the Plains to take on Auburn last night. Number 24, UNLV, wins at San Jose State 27-16. Final week of FCS action as they get ready for their tournament. The tournament will be announced tomorrow, and we have an upset, folks. We got an upset in the Missouri Valley. From the Dakota Dome, South Dakota upsets North Dakota State 29-28. A huge loss. North Dakota State was on track to be the number one seed in that tournament starting next week, but now it is going to be up in the air. Who might take advantage? Maybe South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits lead at Missouri State 38-9, just started the fourth quarter. Northern Iowa they win today at the Unidome over Indiana State 41-34, and North Dakota loses. They may have had an outside shot to get a selection. They were 5-6, though. They dropped to 5-7 on the season. They lose at Illinois State 35-13. And St. Thomas ends out their season with a win on Senior Day over at O'Shaughnessy Stadium. They defeat Dayton 32-9 to close out the season at 6-6.
All right. A lot going on. By the way, we'll have another rundown of the D2 and D3 scores. We've got game reports coming up. But right now we want to talk Prep Bowl and a team that won another title on Friday at Prep Bowl. Mineota beat Springfield 70-20. The Vikings win their third straight 1A title. Their head coach, Chad Johnston, joins us on the line. Chad, thanks for waiting through the scoreboard. Congrats on another unbelievable year.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you guys having me with you today.
Yeah, and you had Patrick Royce from the Star Tribune out. You guys are getting a lot of attention, but rightfully so. It is just an unbelievable culture of winning, not only in football, but in other sports. I mean, volleyball, you name it. I mean, Mineota gets it done.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate, obviously, to have a lot of success in our athletic programs over the years. We've had a lot of buy-in by our kids, and a lot, like you said, a lot of different athletic programs. And, of course, in football, we've had a lot of buy-in by our kids, our community, our parents. I mean, and we all know to be successful, it's going to take a lot of people, and everyone's got to, you know, support you and allow you to do your thing, and we've got that in our community.
Yeah, and it is really year-round work and year-round commitment. There's no question about it. And it takes even the kids in elementary school, the first graders, second graders, third graders, to be excited about football and see what it takes to, once you get to high school, what it takes to win titles.
Yeah, I mean, I talk about culture and small towns. I remember when I first came to Mineota years ago, they always talked about how you always saw kids running around with footballs in their hands, and that culture was kind of started years ago. And my wife is the elementary principal, and she's had to tone down the elementary kids playing football at recess because they get awfully competitive with each other. But that's kind of that thing. I think Ryan Maher kind of said it well yesterday after the game. They grow up watching the kids before them and seeing that success, and they want to be just as successful, so they continue to work hard.
Ryan, you brought up Brian Maher, your running back. What a day, 22 carries, 290 yards, Prep Bowl record, 6 touchdowns, and to see him play on television, or if people have had a chance to see him play in person, what a football player.
He is. I mean, he's just a great kid for us. He's and obviously we got a lot of them, but I always say a very soft-spoken kid. He doesn't say a whole lot of words. He goes out and he works hard. He gets his job done. He's a very unselfish kid. People have been talking about their records and everything else, and he'll be the first one to tell you, is the only one that counts to me and matters to me is I got to hold the trophy up with my teammates. And so he's been a phenomenal kid to have in the program and a great kid to coach. And obviously we're really going to miss him.
And it was clear, based on what this group or a lot of the kids in this group had done the last couple of years, that the expectations were very high, but then ultimately you go out and do it. From the start of summer camp to closing it out with the title yesterday, you got to be thrilled, because I was looking at the scores every week and just dominant wins week after week after week, and that's not easy.
No, when we went into this year kind of with high expectations, we've had kids, we got a few kids in this group that were 3-year starters. Ryan being kind of one of them. He got hurt a little bit in his sophomore year, but a lot of kids with that experience. We had a good chunk of our offensive line back. Two of our wing backs and Destin Fear and Lucas Rubinsky were back. And so when you have those pieces all together, you're kind of like, yeah, well, if you got your offensive line back and your 3 skilled running backs back, you should be able to figure something out. And our kids, just week after week, other kids stepped up, and the kids that had to fill in roles of the good seniors that we graduated last year, they really filled in for us. And as you said, we just kind of we thought things could go well for us. We knew kind of going into the year we had a very tough run. Would have a very tough run against Bold. Bold is a great program, and we had to play them in a regular season, and we had to play them in the section finals to get out, and actually had to come back from behind to get them. But we really felt like if we could get over that hurdle, we could do really good things. And I think as we saw the season progress, we just saw this group continue to grow and grow and grow. And then after that, you're kind of like, I think we can do a lot of good things, and the kids did.
Chad Johnston joining us, head coach Mineota. They won another title in 1A. Big win over Springfield, and just a dominant season. I've got to ask now, not a lot of downtime. Is it just take a breather, enjoy Thanksgiving, and then I know everybody kind of gets back to work for the winter sports season?
Well, unfortunately the downfall to having the success in football is it does kind of put a damper a little bit on your winter sports. I'm also the head boys basketball coach, and one of my main assistants is the head wrestling coach. And so the next gamble is trying to figure out, we're going to give our kids a couple of days off. We're not going to start basketball practice until Wednesday. Sometimes kids aren't really keen on that, but you're like, no, you need a break. Winter's a long season. We've had a long football season. You need a couple of days just to regenerate a little bit. And, the downfall again is, like I said, we'll be behind the 8-ball when the basketball season starts. But again, it's a great problem to have, and we've been fortunate to have to do it the last few years. So we're kind of used to that.
Well, congrats on a fantastic season. Congrats to Mineota and all the kids and all the coaches and really the entire community, because it is an amazing effort. Just year in and year out, you can count on Mineota to be there.
Yeah, like I said, we've been very fortunate. Our kids have worked extremely hard, and again, it's a complete buy-in by everybody. So, again, we're very fortunate to have this success.
Wow, thanks for the time today.
Yep, thanks for having me.
There he is, Chad Johnston. Another title to Mineota. They won the 1A crown, beating Springfield yesterday at U.S. Bank Stadium. By the way, Wild One Brewing, Elk River leading Alexandria 16-14. Midway through the second, Elks have the ball. They're going to go up and down the field for that 5A title. We'll keep an eye on that. By the way, a final game of Prep Bowl at U.S. Bank Stadium. Quick break. We'll come back. Game report. Minnesota State at Augustana, the NSIC champ in the first round of the D2 playoffs. We'll get a game report momentarily here on News Talk 830 WCCO.